Hey, weight loss coaches, people with gyms, all the people focusing on weight loss, and you want to be right now into the first quarter of 2026, stop being so vague. Listen, if you want to sell more, you have to be more specific. And general weight loss claims, like, you want to lose weight, you want to lose weight, you want to lose weight, you want to lose weight. Like, that is just noise. And you all sound the same if you're all using the same messaging. So how do you sell more weight loss? You don't sell weight loss. So for those of you that are out there selling health and wellness, selling gym memberships, personal coaches, exercise studios, I have to tell you, I'm watching these conversations and I'm saying to myself, self, nobody's listening to you. And I want to tell you why so that you can fix it. And I want to tell you why. I want to tell you why. Because it's really important to help people lose weight. Like, this is an absolutely very noble cause. Helping people lose weight fundamentally changes their lives. And when your message gets better, your impact is bigger. And obviously, you're going to increase the amount of customers that you have, which means obviously that you're going to create more money. So let's talk about sales 101. You don't sell a product. You don't sell a service. You're selling an outcome. And weight loss isn't really the outcome. Like, satiation isn't really the outcome of having a restaurant. If I had a restaurant and all I kept saying was, if you're hungry, come here. If you're hungry, come here. Hey, we sell full bellies. You come here, get your belly filled. We will fill your belly up. Come here and eat. Eat here. I'm actually not telling you anything. And what happens a lot of times is people stuck in the vague mode think that they need to get louder, or they think there's something wrong with their product or service, or worse yet, they think there's something wrong with them. And that couldn't be further from the truth. So let's break this down. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Genevieve Scorry. I'm a former C-suite executive in sales of a $350 million health and wellness brand. I have been selling for decades, hated it at first, love it now. And I'm trying to teach all y'all how to make more impact and create more money by having conversations that people actually want to participate in. So pull up your favorite drink. Mine happens to be coffee. And let's have a chat, shall we? It's time for Fix This, Grow Fast. All right. So the first thing I want you to know about weight loss is that there is a range of people on the weight loss journey. There's a big, huge range of people on a weight loss journey. And when you speak to everyone, I know you've heard this before, when you speak to everyone, you speak to no one. Just like saying, oh my gosh, come and eat at Joe's, eat at Joe's, eat at Joe's. If I just keep saying eat at Joe's, that isn't really helpful. That doesn't create any sort of safety in your mind. And I'm here to tell you, the brain, so lazy. So lazy. We all have lazy brain. If the brain has to figure stuff out, then it's just going to go, yeah, okay, scroll. Your job, especially on social media, is to stop the scroll. So you have to understand that weight loss has stages, y'all, and you need to tailor your messaging for each of the stages. So let's break it down. There's people starting a weight loss journey or restarting a weight loss journey. Even just that, hello, two completely different audiences with two completely different problems and two completely different needs. Second stage is, hey, I'm having some progress. I have decided to do something that isn't your product or service. And instead of trying to convince them that they should drop what they're doing, not amygdala friendly, not fight or flight friendly, and then be wrong, about the purchase, the money, the decisions that they've made, and now jump to your product or service, like, woo, that is like pushing a boulder uphill, y'all. The second stage is I'm already getting progress with the product or service or system that I'm using, and I could maybe use some additional support based on what you offer, what you offer. Stage number three are the plateauers. I started something last year. I started something 6 months ago. I now need to break this plateau. Can your product or service help me break that plateau? And then fourth are the people who actually already have completed a weight loss journey. And you know what? They want to maintain it. Maybe they want more muscle. It is more of a lifestyle message. Now, I'm going to say the unpopular thing, and that is there are a huge number of people not listening to some of your weight loss offers because you make them feel bad about the choices they've already made, including but not limited to people that are on GLP-1s. Now, I'm going to tell you, I am not here to judge. I think however somebody can lose weight, they ought to go for it, because being overweight is not good for any part of your body, your spiritual well-being, your mental well-being, your family, or your future. So I support all the weight loss things. If you have a product or service, chances are very, very good you can actually accommodate a larger group of people if you were to tailor your messages based on the phase of weight loss people are in. For example, and I'm going to beat this drum, and I am beating this drum until I'm blue in the face. People on GLP-1s need hydration, they need more fiber, they need more protein, and in some cases, they need multivitamin support. All of those things are available in almost every weight loss company I know. If you are a coach, they want to increase muscle mass. So like if you're a health coach and you offer exercise classes and physiology workups and all that kind of stuff, perfect for you. And also for people that have gyms, people that have coaching programs, that like there's a whole mental game here that you can offer without trying to convince someone you need to stop doing this and you need to start doing my thing instead. And I really want you to think about it. If you actually did a poll and asked your friends and relatives, assuming they were not too embarrassed because maybe they've been shamed, not looking at anyone, and they were to actually think about like, hey, how many of you are actually on GLP-1s? I am telling you, you would find out more people than not whose message, your message is right over their head. You are selling weight loss products, which is great for the beginners, the restarters, maybe even the plateauers and maintenance and lifestyle folks. But there's a whole group of people that actually need what you have, want to be a part of your community, and can benefit from your products or services. But your message, right by them. Right by them. So let's just break this down a little bit so that you can feel how to use it, what I'm talking about, and then how to actually engage. And what you want to do is rotate through these stages. So let's start with stage one, just starting or restarting. There's a whole plethora of things that are going through these people's hearts and minds that it's easy to speak to. They want safety and simplicity. They want to normalize restarting. Like they want to hear it's okay to start again, that a lot of people start again. They want to gain some weight loss momentum. So when you talk about like, oh my gosh, these people lost 40 pounds, and I want you to understand, I'm just starting a journey and I have fears about it, or I have to restart because I never got very far. You talking about losing 40, 50, 60 pounds is an outcome. It's an outcome. I want you to consider selling momentum in a weight loss direction. I want you to consider positioning your offer as low pressure. Like, this is a great entry point, low pressure, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Because these people, they feel like they can't get it right. They feel like they can't trust themselves to make a good decision. They feel like if they don't do it perfectly, well, then they're just going to do what they've done before, which is quit. So we want to have a message that's like, hey, you're going to lose weight and not worry about failing again. We want you to feel comfortable starting or even restarting. So this group is not the hype group. This is a deeply personal thing that they're doing. It's a journey that they have to take. So that's the other problem with selling outcomes. We downplay the work involved. We downplay the that they have to be consistent. And can I tell you this? We downplay the community, the relationship, the support, and we, in very many cases, do not deliver on that either because we're looking for the next person, or it wasn't shiny enough or sparkly enough, or we just got tired of that particular offer. Can I tell you something? If someone is willing to trust you with their weight loss journey, I want you to understand how significant that is. Like, I don't know that there's much higher levels of trust than someone saying, you know what, I'm trusting you with my health. Like, I actually want to partner with you on my health. I think that there is a sense of, honestly, obligation to deliver on your support promise. So I would play up and make sure, like, if you don't want to support your weight loss clients, can I just tell you then, find something else to sell. Find some weight loss is hard enough without having connected with someone who really doesn't want to help you past your order. Now, I know it's not you. I know that's not you. And if you're picking up what I'm laying down, go ahead and type in the comments that, like, you are the real deal. You are a person of integrity and support. And I have created, by the way, a table for you on these four stages, as well as their self-limiting beliefs, as well as 10 social media prompts that you can use. I'll put the link in the show notes for you, or the episode notes. So make sure you subscribe, by the way. Subscribe, because I got good stuff like this all the time. Okay, now the second group of people, these are our GLP-1 friends, or our friends that are doing something else. Maybe they've had surgery. Maybe they're on a liquid diet. Maybe they are on keto or something of that nature. They want to continue losing weight without burning out. They want to protect the results that they've had. And they want some reassurance that what they're doing is okay and they're on the right track. So you're going to offer support. You're going to offer support because there's a part of them that feels like, oh my gosh, I just need some assistance because I'm really uncertain that I'm going to be able to stay the course. So one, you got to validate everybody's approach instead of trying to replace it. You've got to teach healthy habits. You know, there's this word in health and wellness, it's called supplementation. That means you do it in addition to exercise, in addition to, you know, reducing your calories, all the things. Supplement, not replacement, supplementation. So everybody who is on some sort of program who doesn't have any additional supplementation, those people, when you talk to them, it perks up for them. It perks up. Your message makes sense. But you can see how someone who doesn't need to start isn't going to hear the message of start your weight loss journey or lose weight. They've already made that decision. So that message has to be completely different. All right. Next, let's talk about our plateauers. Such a big group of people that we miss out on so much. They don't need to restart. They don't need to restart. They've tried all the things. What they want is just a clear next step. They want to know their body's not broken. They want to know that this happens and that there are things you can do for it. And they want to know that you've got a plan to help them. So in this particular case, they don't really need motivation. They need education. They need to reframe their plateau, not as a problem, but they need to reframe it as feedback. Your body is trying to send you messages that you need to switch a little something. So offer adjustments versus overhauls. And friends, you position yourself as a guide, as the guide that can take them through this messy middle and help support them so that they stay longer. So I hope you're starting to see, like, oh my gosh, if you're just selling weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, lose weight loss, weight loss, that's just a very vague message. And not enough people are listening. And you've got a really important task at hand. I do honestly believe that. Okay, this last group. The last group of people are the folks that they're like, hey, I'm already either pretty healthy, I've already hit my weight loss goal, or I'm nearing the end of my goal. This includes people who have lost weight on a GLP-1 and now need to take the jump to healthier habits. So we want them to keep their weight off without obsessing about it. They need to learn how to trust themselves with food. And the answer here, by the way, is fiber. Let me help you out here. If you aren't selling fiber as the thing you need to add to your diet to feel fuller longer, you are missing not only the boat, you're missing all the boats, all the trains, all the things. So listen, sell feeling full naturally, sell living normally again, sell freedom and peace, because we don't want them to feel like they're struggling or that they're going to struggle needlessly. We want them to understand, one, if you happen to slip up, I'm here to support you. Two, that maintenance means that you're going to make mild adjustments and that you're going to get feedback and that you are going to keep pressing forward. It's about peace. Honestly, not so much discipline. It's more about peace. And it's more of a focus on skills and new identities and normal fluctuations. And dare I say it, I'm going to say it. Learning how to regulate their nervous system, because people who have lost weight, they're really, really worried about the entire subject and the roller coaster effect. Now, again, each of these four stages are very independent. And what you want to do is either focus on one or you want to rotate through all of the stages so that you can hit people where they are. Your messaging will make sense. They will feel seen and they will start a conversation. Remember, your job isn't to sell, it's to start a conversation, a safe one, start a safe conversation and continue those conversations, leading them through a discovery journey where ultimately you both decide that you're a fit for each other. You both decide that you want to work together. And you both decide that this is a journey you want to take together. Now, remember to subscribe wherever you are. Go ahead and leave a comment so I know what your thoughts are about this. And check out the show notes so that you get the table of the four stages and 10 hooks and prompts for each of those stages. Until then, just fix that. Just fix that one small thing and grow fast. Hey, if this message resonates with you, if you're tired of spinning and spinning and spinning and wondering why you keep showing up and not making sales or why your business isn't moving ahead, particularly if you are out there being trained by people who aren't sales professionals, I want you to know there's a bunch of us hanging out inside the Sales Confidence Studio. I'd like to extend an invitation for you and I to have a conversation and see if this could be a good fit for you. We offer community, we offer live classes, we offer a library of trainings, and also there's one-on-one and VIP coaching as well. So check out the link below. Get in there. I'm telling you, you will not regret gaining sales confidence and creating more impact in the coming year.